I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Okay, I think based on the text line and the Twitch chat, I have an idea. Would you like to hear it?
I already know what the idea is, so don't ask me. Ask the people out there. Ask the people in the mob. Ask the texters. But yes, go ahead with the idea. Let them know what we're going
to
do.
I think you guys just need to get it out of your system. Because we're getting a lot of trade scenarios. And some of them are funny, and some of them, I'm afraid, are serious.
My favorite ones involve Paul Schemes.
S-C-H-E-M-E-S?
Yes.
We know what they mean. So, all right, just do me a favor. Go to the Odyssey app. There's a feature on there called Leave a Voice Message. Just get your trade ideas out there.
Meatball
they're
machine.
They're anonymous. They're anonymous on the meatball machine. You don't have to actually
say your name. Or you
can
put your name on it if you want.
But you don't have to. Like, it's, we'll play them, but nobody's going to necessarily know who you are if we just play them in succession, you know, like in order.
This is a great idea.
Your voice isn't going to necessarily stick out. So
meatball machine.
Maybe just vent them to the meatball machine. We'll just play them. And then you feel like you got it out of your system.
It's definitely a meatball topic. It's a meatball thing.
It is. It is indeed, because some of these are hilarious. All right, let's go now back to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. CircaLasVegas.com. My caffeine is ready. The hype is here. Cody Decker joining us. Always happy to talk to Cody Decker, the former major leaguer himself. And Cody, of course, also hosting Bet for the Cycle Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the BetMGM network. Cody, you got any interesting trades that you want to throw out there just to, like, release the thought?
Sure. Chris Sale to anywhere, anywhere at all. Just say Chris Sale, Atlanta Braves, and everyone will come a running. Even though he's injured right now, it doesn't even matter. That's how much everyone needs a Chris Sale. And if I'm the Boston Red Sox, I do everything I can to make the most ridiculous trade in the world. Now, I want to make this abundantly clear. This is not going to happen, but I want it to. Chris Sale and Matt Olson over there to Boston. They need a first baseman. They need another arm. Ladies and gentlemen, the Boston Red Sox make the playoffs and the Yankees don't. Feed that to me.
Where?
But we're at, where?
No, I'm saying, what are you giving up? I'm curious.
God, have you seen their farm system? They have like 40 top prospects. They can move a ton of them.
I don't hate that idea. If you're the Boston Red Sox,
some would argue that the Red Sox, in their efforts with Devers, might also be sellers now too. In a way, if they think that they don't have enough to make it to a wild card like that,
that's a game out.
But that's what makes this so hard to figure out. Is I just went through the list of AL teams, for example, Cody, where there are teams within five games of a wild card. So how can you say on the 8th of July that they're out of it? They're not.
No, they're only
special. Yeah, especially looking last year with the New York Mets. The New York Mets, at the trade deadline, by all you know, visual aspects were out of it. But they were the hottest team in baseball from the end of May on. They decided to go all in on it. They made it to the NLCS, and they deserved to be in the NLCS. They remained the hottest team throughout baseball that entire time, which is why I'm not exactly sleeping on the Arizona Diamondbacks right now, who are only one game under 500 and do have a lot of interesting pieces. Eugenio Suarez, who's an all-star, is absolutely a third baseman that the Yankees should do everything they can to get their hands on because they need to fill in third base. That being said, the Diamondbacks could possibly go on a run. So could the Cleveland Guardians, who have been an absolute disaster as of late.
Yeah, that's where I sit with this, is that there are so many teams. Fangraphs did the math. I think it was something like over 20 teams that are still reasonably in contention for a wild card spot.
Yep.
And that's what makes it so hard to figure out. But yeah, you're right. Like there's going to be some tough decisions that happen in the next few weeks where teams are really going to have to say, we aren't what we thought we were, and this might be something where one deal could hurt you, as we know, for years.
Exactly. I mean, I'm looking at the barometer right now, the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the National League side is kind of where the line is. They're currently hovering at 500. The Marlins, who are 41 and 48 and have been playing some pretty decent baseball as of late, you could make the argument they can go for it, but go for it for what? They're not going to catch up to the Mets or the Phillies, so I don't see them doing anything except for selling. As for other teams in the National League, the Braves, they are just flat out of it as far as I'm concerned. They should absolutely sell. Will they? Because they have their entire team locked up for the next 7 years. That's why I don't really think Matt Olson's a potential trade piece. It's going to be a very unique time. We're in a world of 25 buyers and roughly five sellers.
I just... Cody, I'm looking at this break. I know we're a ways away from the actual trade deadline. But if you're looking for pitching help, it seems to be a fool's errand at this particular time. You're going to have to wait a couple of weeks, I think, based on what you just said and based on what we've witnessed so far.
Not to mention on top of that, if you're one of those teams that have one of those coveted prospects or coveted pitchers that you don't really need to part ways with until the final hour, you can drive up the price because pitching... I mean, look at the Los Angeles Dodgers, arguably the best team ever assembled, who have the second best record in Major League Baseball right now. They've had 16 to 17 pitchers on the IL this season, not players, pitchers, because of the pitching is at such a premium and guys break down so ungodly fast based on how pitching metrics are being used these days. If it ain't nailed to the ground and it could pitch, trade for it.
Yeah, we were just talking about Mitch Keller earlier, and even just looking at the contract and knowing how consistent he's been, I do think he's a fantastic candidate.
Mm-hmm. He is. He absolutely is. And I'm looking at teams like the Pirates. I know everybody wants to keep saying Paul Skeens. There's no universe I see it happening, at least not yet. Not this season, probably not next season either. I'm actually, believe it or not, and I know no one in Chicago is going to like hearing me say this, but I'm holding out hope that somebody just gets Mr. Nutting to sell the team in the next 2 years. I don't want the Pirates to become a new juggernaut, but I would like to see Pittsburgh be at least a competitive baseball team. That's the same city that's got the Steelers, yet no pride whatsoever on the baseball side anymore. It's very frustrating to watch.
It's very much fireworks, and we hope you enjoyed what we showed you today. I covered the Pittsburgh Pirates for 2 years as a sideline reporter, a pre- and post-game host. Nothing has changed since I left there. It's if we roll up on something good, we'll build around it for a limited time, Andrew McCutchen. And This seems like more of the same with Paul Skeens. Remember, and this is the thing I try to get all these people who are throwing out these trade ideas. They have him under team control through 2029. That is a long time. So they should be with him, with Mitch Keller, possibly ready to build something. Now, if you can move Mitch Keller and get another ready-to-go position player and an almost ready-to-go starting pitcher and maybe some bullpen help, I could see why you would do a deal like that if you're the Pittsburgh Pirates. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense in terms of trying to be competitive one day.
Yeah, but that's the thing with the Pirates, man. It's always one day. It's never we're going for it now. And up until 3 years ago, the highest paid Pirate in the history of the team was Jason Kendall. That was in 2003.
It's been a minute.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jason Kendall, what a throwback. Yep. I was thinking Johnny Depp, wrong nope. Pirates.
I wish.
Yeah.
God, he would be a much more effective pirate than pretty much any pirate in the last 20 years.
I also want to ask you about the All-Star game, because we got, you know, we had the final All-Stars be named, and that came down. And we were talking about how, you know, in the National League, your competition is quite stiff. Do you think there were any Cubs who really deserved an All-Star nod that didn't get one?
Listen, I'm not saying this as a Cubs homer. Seiya Suzuki should be an All-Star. 25 home runs and 77 RBIs and an OPS around 900 should definitely get you in the All-Star game. But like you said, the National League is just so damn loaded right now. And listen, Bush should also be an All-Star. He really should be. His OPS is 7th in Major League Baseball and hovering around 945. And I'm going to say something that's going to be a little out there, and hear me out, but it's just facts. If we're basing this off of stats, Freddie Freeman is not your starting first baseman. It should be Pete Alonso, and Bush should be the backup. I'm sorry. Yeah, Cubs fans, get out and vote more next year. The Dodger fans just beat you to it.
No, and let's be honest. Freddie Freeman is going to the Hall of Fame. So his name, career-wise, carries way more weight in not LA and not Chicago, if we put it that way. My big point was, Michael Bush is a bigger snub, Cody, than Seiya Suzuki, because look at the people he's going up against under DH, and look at the people, Matt Olson, are you kidding me, that he's going up against at first base in Michael Bush. So Michael Bush, to me, is more deserving of the other guys, as you speak of, at his position compared to Seiya Suzuki and who's at his position.
I completely agree. That being said, I would really like, of the two, I could definitely see Seiya getting a last-second nod in there, and we'll see what happens over Michael Bush. And by the way, that doesn't mean I'm right about that or agree with that decision. Again, Bush's numbers, OPS of 947 is not real. The guy is absolutely killing it and should be an All-Star. But Seiya, I know this is so old school of me, but man, I just keep looking at 25 home runs and 77 RBIs and giggling that's not an All-Star. Guy should be in the home run derby.
You're right. And that's what bothers me is there are some people that I respect tremendously who don't put as much stock into the RBI stat. But I think it does speak to how we're not talking about the Cubs' deficiency with runners in scoring position as much as we have in past seasons, because you have a guy who's bringing them home. Like, there's still a lot of value in this. And you know that as a former player.
I mean, get ready for this, new heads. You're going to lose your minds at me. I think RBI is the most important stat in baseball. If you don't have RBIs, you don't get runs. You don't get runs, you don't win. I understand that there are other factors involved. You have to have people on base for you to drive them in. But having been somebody that is sitting in that situation with runners in scoring position in front of 25,000 people, it's a high-pressure, high-leverage situation. And if you're getting the job done at the most high leverage, high pressure situations, that should be rewarded. 77 RBIs is a great season. It's an astonishing good first half.
Amen.
I'll leave you with this. Say Suzuki batting over 300 with runners in scoring position, but it ain't the 365 that Michael Busch is batting with runners in scoring position. He has a lot less RBI because he has less opportunities.
That's fair. But at the end of the day, 77 RBIs, dude. I can't argue against it. I'm sorry.
Love it. Anything else you want to get off your chest before we let you go, Cody?
You know, I don't really like peas. I had them some last night at dinner, and I gotta say, they don't really supply anything to anything. I don't know why they exist. I don't know why anyone thinks it's a delicacy. It's just mushy nonsense, and frankly, it ruined my day.
Sometimes I think they provide texture and nutritional value. That's what I've been told. Sometimes
they're
people
lying.
Put them in guacamole, and
they're
I
not
think
real
that that's
vegetables.
Outlandish.
I'm with you. They're not real vegetables.
In guacamole?
Yeah.
Who do you know that's ruining guacamole?
The New York Times.
Unfriend them.
Well, the New York Times comes up with some crazy recipe type stuff. I will say that.
Yeah, look it up for yourself. So I'm with you.
Don't let that make you believe, Cody, that Layla likes raisins in her potato salad. That is just a rumor. It's not fact.
Oh, that is definitely not fact. I don't think I've had a raisin in many. Maybe in a cookie. In a cookie.
Oh,
but
I pick them out of an oatmeal raisin cookie. I'm just telling you.
Aw, poor
bagels,
raisins.
Bagels, cinnamon raisin bagel.
Good call, good call.
Yes.
Cody, we always love hearing from you. You can check out his show on BetMGM as well. Cody, thanks for joining us today.
No, thank you. I'm going to go golf and dominate.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who lived to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.